The second major piece of the continuous monitoring cybersecurity program is underway. And don't say you're not with the first part of the program, because you better listen to this. The General Services Administration awarded a contract for the cybersecurity dashboard. All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here with details on the award and where the continuous mitigation and diagnostics program is heading next. I guess that's presuming, Jason, we need another dashboard. Good morning.
There are never enough dashboards in the Obama administration, just like there's never enough stat programs in the Obama administration.
All right, so who won this contract, and what's it going to do?
Well, GSA, which runs the acquisition part of this CDM, Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program, for the Homeland Security Department, awarded a $47.3 million contract to a group of small business called the Metrica Team Venture. Now, this is a one-year contract with 4 one-year options. GSA made the award through the Alliance Small Business Contract, and Metrica Team Venture, or MTV, not the MTV on the TV, but this group of MTV, it was made up of five companies: Metrica, Info Reliance, Decipher Technologies, Texas Management Associates, and TIST Corporation. Jim Pichet is the group manager at GSA's FedSIM office and oversees the management and administration of the CDM contract.
We had a kickoff meeting just yesterday where we saw some of the suppliers' plans and calendars and timelines, and we're expecting to get an initial operational capability of the dashboard in the fall. So prior to Thanksgiving is the initial thinking, and based on their initial plans. First, the operational level, a roll-up level at the agency, and then an even higher roll-up at the federal government, a federated level. So what we're dealing with here is trying to make sure that the right levels of government staff have the information they need to deal with the problems. We're not suggesting that we take the operational level information from the departments or from those NOCs and try and roll that up, because then you end up with information overload, analysis paralysis. We want that actionable data to reside with those organizations that have the ability to do something with it. But information that is truly dashboard information then gets rolled up at the agency level and then further to the federal level.
Now, Pichet was part of a panel discussion yesterday on CDM, sponsored by Fed Insider and the IMIX Group in Washington. Now, I asked GSA for more details on this contract award, and the spokeswoman sent me a few more bits of information. So the Metrica Team Venture will actually provide software design and development services, as well as hardware and software for the dashboard releases over the next couple years. The dashboard created under this procurement will be used to automate FISMA, Federal Information Security Management Act, compliance that needs to be reported by OMB and to DHS through their CyberScope tool. Now, DHS will eventually make this functionality available to all agencies, but initially this contract is just for the federal dashboard, so the one that's going to collect data from all the other agencies and present it in a way so U.S. CERT, so DHS, so others can have a really good view of what the cyber health of federal networks are.
All right, so how important is the dashboard piece to continuous monitoring? In other words, can't agencies do continuous monitoring even if there's not a dashboard there?
Absolutely, they can do it, but what I'm hearing from multiple agencies is that dashboard is a key piece to really present the information in a way that's usable, that's really understandable. Now, this dashboard award is actually the second major award under the CDM program. Now, remember, there's two different things here. There's a contract that GSA awarded through DHS for DHS back in August for about 17 companies, but there's this umbrella CDM program, and this dashboard award falls under that program. GSA made its first award under the CDM contract back in January, $60 million worth of cybersecurity products and other tools. So Pichet says GSA is now working on several other RFQs in the coming months for products and services based on what he calls like characteristics among agencies, such as geography or technology architecture, or even their install base of their current systems. But all of these tools and dashboards, and I think this gets to your question, Tom, is leading really to one main goal of this entire CDM program. Bob Breeze is the Energy Department's Chief Information Officer.
As we do this, it is important to get to the data. And going back to Tony's comment about getting the data is not, the reason we do this. Right. It's to make risk decisions. And this piece about, continuous authorization has to get the people that have the impact part of the risk equation in their pockets. And I will tell you that from my experience, that's been the most difficult part of this whole project, is getting the people that own the impact part of the equation to take ownership for it, to articulate it, right, and to be communicative with us so that we can figure out what the R is in the equation. because in the end, it's their risk. If they don't own it, nobody owns it.
Now, Bree says the risk decisions matter the most. He says the threat or vulnerability of one part of DOE may not mean the same in terms of risk to another part of DOE. So the dashboard is going to help people make that decision. But it's also the business owners, and that's really key here. The business owners really need to understand why this data is meaningful in terms of risk decisions. Now, over at the Homeland Security Department, Jeff Eisensmith is the Chief Information Security Officer. He's not part of the part of DHS that runs the CDM program. He's the CISO that runs the everyday networks and operations and such at the Homeland Security Department. Now, he says educating the mission owners about these cyber risks is among his biggest jobs. Eisensmith says he expects the dashboard to provide actionable information for both security experts and business owners alike.
What I hope is that dashboard's going to show a screen that the ISO will come in the morning and he or she will know what the top 10 systems are to prosecute that day. They need to be patched. They've got vulnerabilities. Something is wrong. Where are the three systems that I knew were there yesterday? They're not on the map today. Let me go hunt those down. And oh, by the way, this one over here, I don't know what the heck that is. I better go chase that one down too. That to me is what I hope to do with the data coming from CDM. It has to be actionable, and I think the dashboard is going to be a huge piece of that.
So GSA's Pache says the dashboard contract is actually part of Phase 1 capabilities under the CDM umbrella program. Phase 1 capabilities also include an initial set of tools around hardware and software asset management, configuration, and vulnerability management. Phase 2, which is going to come over the next 6, 9 months, maybe even a year, will provide agencies with access control management, credentials and authentication tools, and boundary protection. And Pache says Phase 3, which will really get started in 2015, will include tools and services around risk management, again, that word risk, policy management, and governance. Now, the other piece of this CDM that kind of came out yesterday around the dashboard and capabilities is GSA is actually looking to add new products to the CDM contract. But he says it's been a harder job to do that than he thought because, first of all, vendors who want to offer these new products have to be on Schedule 70, that's the GSA IT schedule, before they can even be added to this blanket purchase agreement under CDM. So it just adds another layer of complexity, and Pache says that was a little unexpected.
Yeah, there's always a procurement angle that comes in there at some point. But what I wanted to ask you, Jason, is that, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Agencies have already been doing continuous monitoring, some of them for several years already. Are any of the lessons they've learned starting to emerge and informing as they go forward under Homeland Security?
And I think you're absolutely right. There has been this continuous monitoring did not start with this contract award back in August, and it's not going to end when DHS, whenever their money that they're paying for this runs out. I mean, this is a continuous, if you will, project. So two agencies stand out to me, and there's many others, but the two that were there yesterday at this event, DHS and Energy, have really started rolling out these CDM programs, including dashboards. Let me start over at DHS. Jeff Eisensmith says he's already moved 22 systems out of what he calls a pilot stage and into full production environment under the ongoing authorization and accreditation program. That changes, if you remember, that's an ANA. It used to be called the CNA, Certification and Accreditation. Now we have a new name there, too, ANA. Now, I caught up with Eisensmith after the panel discussion yesterday to find out more details about DHS's continuous monitoring efforts.
We briefed OMB, we briefed NIST. NIST is going to go back and reevaluate, maybe perhaps make some updates to the 800-137. And overall, the level of engagement from the mission owners in making those risk decisions about the systems is wonderful.
What about the pilot that worked? I mean, when you go back and say you move from in pilot to full operational, what did you get out of it?
So the biggest gain that we got was the fact that it's no longer just the security professionals making those decisions about risk. There's something called an operational risk management board, and that board is made up of mission owners, people from network operations, as well as security people. And so risks are now made at a holistic, mission-oriented decision point to say, what does this mean to me, not just from a security standpoint, but from a mission delivery standpoint? And that's one of the major things that we said, yeah, let's go ahead and do this. It's really the way forward.
When you talk about the 22 systems, you said more being added. How do you make that decision of which system to add next?
There's still a fair amount of risk associated with being able to decide what controls you're going to do and what controls you're not going to do. Right now, there are a lot of controls that are not being automated through continuous diagnostics and mitigation. So the risk is fairly significant. And so right now it's only those systems that have a really good continuous monitoring framework. They're getting continuous monitoring great scores. The owners are engaged. And if I feel all those things are present, then we allow them in.
So Breeze says over at Energy Department, they're also in the beginning stages of the continuous monitoring program. Now, what he says is that the key here is that the national labs actually have accepted this idea of continuous diagnostics and mitigation as part of a best practice. And they're really trying to really start putting these technologies, these tools in place. Now, Bree says Energy also has a dashboard. He says he can never do anything small, so he has 30 of the biggest threats or vulnerabilities around Windows, Linux, and even endpoint devices. So that's a pretty big dashboard. But Bree says Energy may never have just one program or one continuous monitoring program across all parts of the department.
We need more than one solution. It is not reasonable or a technically responsible position to take that the Department of Energy should be homogeneous in the way that it approaches cybersecurity and continuous diagnostics and mitigation. So while there are times when we would love to identify a solution that we could spread ubiquitously throughout the Department of Energy and holistically solve world hunger on the cybersecurity side, it's just not going to happen. So we really have to look a lot more towards standards of practice, and as Tony mentioned, you know, best practices becoming common practice, and information sharing is an incredibly important part of that, and one of the things we probably spend more of our time on within the department than anything else.
Now, Bree says the next step is to sell this notion of continuous monitoring to others around the department. Again, going back to that mission owners discussion, because that's the way it's going to improve the effectiveness of this capability. Now, I think there's going to be a lot more coming from DHS, GSA around the continuous diagnostics and mitigation program over the next year or two. So it's something, obviously, that there's a lot to learn from these early adopters, but at the same time, a lot for us to continue to follow.
Yeah, nothing like making a simple idea complicated. But my question, Jason, was with all of this data coming into the agency dashboards and being produced by their continuous monitoring tools, what confidence level do you think the administration has, or DHS has, that this group of five companies, Metrica, InfoReliance, Decipher, Texas Management, and TIST, can integrate all of that successfully into a dashboard that someone can make sense of? I mean, I'm thinking, you know, healthcare.gov.
Everybody thinks healthcare.gov, I think, now. That's unfortunately been the a big example. One of the things that all of this effort has been based on is a set of standards. Do these tools, and this is what Jeff Pichet from GSA said yesterday, is do these tools meet certain requirements? Number one, can they secure the data? Very important. Number two, are they interoperable? Number three, are they built around what he calls open standards, meaning that they're not a proprietary information that so you only, if you have only a certain screwdriver fits only a certain screw, it's really any screwdriver and any screw as long as that they meet certain criteria. So I think there's a high level of confidence that these five companies can pull the data from agencies and create this federal dashboard for DHS for US CERT. Now, the challenge is going to be, you know, 3, 5, 7 years from now, as things migrate, as things change and improve, will agencies continue down the same path of open standards? Because eventually this DHS, the money that they're supplying for this first round of tools and services will eventually run out.